Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. And literally every day when I lived in LA for the 2 years I was there, this song played in my head at some point. Great job.
I like to throw some curveballs sometimes when we don't have anything, you know, predetermined between the two of us that we want to play. And I was just like,
hey,
let's throw a curveball at Brian.
And you threw a curveball at me and I'm crowding the plate, so I got hit with one. That's very good.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Give us your calls, texts, and tangents at 844-967-2789. You're listening to us on 1580 AM out of Columbus, 92.7 FM out of Madison. The Devil Radio app. You can check us out at wherever fine apps are downloaded. And you can also check us out on the leftist coast, KGOE. How you doing, guys? And give us a call, 844-967-2789. Tell us what you think. Tell us how we're continuing to win the 21st century by getting Foxconn and giving away money. If you see Claude Lois, ask him for money. Cash.
Yeah.
Because it's probably yours.
Yeah, and if you quit your job because of either burnout yourself or you're on for better, greener pastures, give us a call as well. Let us know any of the updates in your lives about the jobbing industry.
You're a young man.
I am.
Have you ever gotten burned out on a job?
Yes.
What besides this one?
No. Okay. Not even besides this one. Yes, I've been burned out before on jobs and left them. Okay. I'm still here, Brian.
Oh, and left? All right.
I'm exhausted, but I'm still here.
It took me until the age of 18 to completely just, I'm ready to burn everything down before I walk into any other place. Like, doesn't help with my hireability, but I worked at a Target. I was a 18-year-old manager of the front lanes at Target in West Bloomfield, Michigan.
I can believe that it burns someone out.
Yeah, where they had a bounty put out for anybody who, like, if something's marked $6.99 but rings up $7.99, you get 20 times a difference.
What?
Up to $5.
Oh, jeez.
So if you see a mismarked price and you get charged for it, you can come up to the front desk and
Get $5.
And get $5.
Up to $5. Jeez.
For a bunch of rich housewives who do nothing else but sports shop in West Bloomfield, Michigan, that was a great time for this guy to get burnt out on customer service and things like that. Why do I bring this up? Well, while I was a manager there, and you know the crap that, I mean, just being a clerk in general and customer service in general, you're dealing with people out there listening in the radio audience is just not awesome.
I think a customer service job should almost be mandatory for almost everybody, because maybe if you work in customer service, you would be a little bit more respectful.
Yes.
To those individuals working in customer service.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people out there, Brian, that are just terrible.
Like the other day, I had a really bad day and I just was totally mad, and I kind of took it out on somebody who was giving me some service at some point. And in the middle of me yelling, I'm like, I know it's not your fault. It's not you at all. It's totally me. It's my own damn fault. I'm mad at myself. It has nothing to do with you. I'm sorry that I'm expressing anger in front of you and you have to deal with it. And like, I'm yelling, but also apologizing at the same time, because I know that it's a burnout situation.
Yeah.
And like, whenever I hear people posting, you know, don't use the self-checkout, you're getting rid of jobs. No, they'll find someone else somewhere else. That job sucks. Like, use a self-checkout. It's fine. Don't worry about it. That job sucks. No one wants to check out anyway.
You as an individual do not need to combat the society's shift towards the robots replacing service industry. You as one individual cannot change that trend.
Yeah, fine. Right. It's fine. And besides, none of you know how to check out anyway. It's probably faster to go to the checkout line. I have been trained in one. I can check out quickly and go through. I don't sit there and go, do I have to press the card?
Right, because you have worked in the service industry and you're aware of how to do things like that.
Point, I'm bringing this all up because I'm trying to paint a picture as to the worker who's already in that situation, all right? Now, as an 18-year-old manager, I was brought in on like video conferencing between with management, like upper management out of Minnesota, who's trying to figure out how to, you know, get everybody to get their numbers up, you know, like cashiers to be a little bit faster and more efficient, or people to do better things and things like that. And they were working from a premise that people just want to do that anyway. You know what I mean? Like they assume that the lady who's working part-time, whose husband pays for anything anyway, just working part-time so she can have some spending money, actually cares about anything that Target has to say about any spirit of anything whatsoever. You know, the people that assume that the kid who's 18 years old and just can't possibly type or scan anything when the girl across the way bends over to go and help out with the checkout lane over there. You know, that kid isn't caring about the Target way. No. There's nobody that's buying in on your thing. Like, these people just assumed that that's what they were buying in on. Otherwise, why would you bother having a job in their mind?
Right.
And the point is that they just assume that because you have the job, you absolutely want to make this company.
That job is your life, and that you want to devote everything that you're doing at that job to make sure that job. And that's, I think, an important mindset, because, you know, if you're not talking to your employees and not discussing their wants and desires from the job, I think it you can get a disconnect. And that is one way quicker way to get to a burnout level than any other way. And then add a pandemic on top of it. And Brian, that's why we're seeing some of these numbers that we're seeing.
Yeah. I mean, I used to work at Home Depot as well. The bleeding orange thing is real. There are some people there that are like want to burn down Menards because bleed orange, Home Depot, gung-ho. But again, if you run your place like a cult, it's going to be cultish.
Chick-fil-A comes to mind in that one.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Those Chick-fil-A employees bleed Chick-fil-A.
All right. I just need to get that out, because it's a mentality. It's a thought process between management of large corporations versus their employees. And a lot of places are getting better at that, but a lot of times upper management doesn't really know how anybody does anything. They're trying to give advice on jobs they've never done. Let's go to the callers, and then we'll go to the lightning round. How you doing, Dick in Madison?
Good, guys. Maybe the only good thing that came out of COVID that I'm hearing too about jobs right now is the unions are actually making a comeback and getting stronger as a result of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you notice some of the disputes are, you know, people are, and I think that's a good thing. I really do. I would like to see a lot of places, you know, that aren't unionized become unionized.
Yeah, you just saw Yahtzee just was threatening a strike for the Motion Picture Association. They were all the workers there were possibly going to go on strike, and it got settled. It got taken care of before it even got to a point of a strike, and you're not even hearing about it. I think a lot more times things are going to be settled and not coming to a head, because I think labor right now has the power. And I think a lot of people are starting to finally realize that. Before the pandemic, I felt like it was a lot easier to just go and say, well, the corporate conglomerate's there. Who cares? There's no fight club to break it up. I'm not going to do anything.
Right. It's like, why am I going to leave this job even if they're only paying $12 an hour, because every other job is only paying $12 an hour?
Yep.
I got no leverage in that.
Yep.
It's just something that I've seen. And on the lower end of the thing, isn't it true that people say that we're in service, or the restaurant end of, you know, say, wait, they've just come to an epiphany, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
I've done this long enough, and I'm going to get it. Not that those weren't real jobs, but you're working hard at those jobs for not that great of money.
Dick, I was actually making pretty decent money in Chicago, and thank you for your call. I was making pretty decent money as a bartender in Chicago, but the one thing people forget about, there's no health benefits. And, by the way, the only times you can really make a whole bunch of money is on the weekends. And guess what? Anytime there's a wedding or a family gathering or any sort of holiday or anything, you're taking time off of work and you're taking money out of your own paycheck, because there's also no PTO.
Yeah, and some of the best hourly wages I was making in my life was when I was bartending. Because, even here in Madison, like, you don't have to go to Chicago to make good money bartending. You could do it right here in Madison as well. But like you said, there's not a whole lot of stability to those jobs.
No.
Because the industry just doesn't require it for a lot of employers. So therefore, employers don't do it. And it's like, well, fine, you want to go somewhere else and find those benefits, by all means, there's the door. But now workers are finding out that they do have the ability to, say, organize and form a labor union, and we're seeing it. Colectivo Coffee between Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago is won the right to organize a union. And so some of the cases, it's not even threatening to go on strike. It's just the hard getting over the hump of being able to even organize.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully, like,
being able
to
trust the other people that they're going to have your back.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think workers are seeing that there's a whole lot more in common you have with your coworkers than you do with management and upper level management.
Mm-hmm.
And upper level management in a lot of cases, their jobs, they're working remote from home and doing all the safe things in the pandemic, and they're not a whole lot of skin off their back.
But you know,
for
what?
A lot of the service industry, that wasn't the case.
A lot of those upper management people would do a lot better to go and follow Claude Lois's example and have no employees to look over, and then you don't have to worry about motivating anybody, and you can just collect $20,000 to $25,000 a month. And then never do anything.
Yeah, but Foxconn can only hoodwink so many people at one time.
Oh, there's so many TIF districts out there. You don't have to go for the big one. You can get a small TIF thing going on in your own community and hoodwink your own, fleece your neighbors, not just the whole state. You know, just start small. That's the important thing. All right, so we have a couple of things. We're going to do a lightning round after we get to the a couple callers here. One of which... is pretty interesting. We're going to go to a caller real quick. We got Jack and Merrimack on the line. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, just peachy keen, as my granny used to say. A couple comments. First of all, I have a good friend who has been waitressing virtually all her life, and she's been pretty much on starvation wages. I think are the minimum really wage in Wisconsin for that type of work that has tips is something like $2.35 an hour plus tips.
Yep.
Finally, she got to the point where she couldn't afford to pay child care and do the waitressing. You know, and of course, COVID slowed everything down. There weren't as many patrons, and the place that she worked stayed open. I did run into her a little later and found that she had found another job. And yes, they are paying minimum wage. I mean, the federal minimum wage plus tips. So she's in a much better situation that way. But that's still not enough for people to do that kind of work.
Yeah. And inflation is going nuts as well, folks. If you want to go into a deep dive on this, and thank you for your call, Jack, I really appreciate it, man. If you want to go into a deep dive on this and read a book that's that describes this pretty well before pre-pandemic,
yeah,
about this lifestyle, go check out Nickel and Dimed by Barbara Ehrenreich. She works as a server. She works as a maid. She does a cleaning service and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she did all the math. Basically, she, as a journalist, did an experiment. Okay, I'm going to go to this town. I'm going to try and get an hourly job, and I'm trying to do this, and this, and how the dynamics of everything works. And it's the idea of how much every single worker, by definition, is getting screwed. By the way that just the common everyday average hourly worker gets screwed by their employer by basically exploitation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the uncertainty of the service industry is the hard part. And I think the pandemic highlighted that because, Jack, and again, thanks for your call. There'd be some days where I'd walk away from bartending making $50 an hour almost.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be other days where I walked out with that minimum wage of $2.33 an hour.
You know what's great? Going into the weekend going, I got to make my rent this weekend.
Yeah, that's...
that's fun.
Those weekends were tough.
That's not pressure. You can totally serve people really well, especially
yeah,
the ones that are taking too much of your time and you know they're not going to tip you very well anyway, but that's okay. Yeah, it piles on top of itself and then it makes it way worse. Nickel and Dimed, folks. Barbara Ehrenreich, check it out.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Brian's Book Club here on Dueling
Tangents. It's important. I've read some things. I've learned some stuff, and I want to share it with everybody.
We had Foxconn. There's two editions to the book club.
There's two books today.
Yeah, two books today is what I'm saying. So we got two books from Brian. We've got the lightning round for Wisconsin headlines coming up next. We had a lot of news breaking over the weekend, so we'll dive into those. And we'll also take your calls, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian right here on Devil Radio, WTTN 1580 AM, 92.7 FM in Madison. And shout out to our leftist coast friends over in KGOE. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.